WKDC Country Club, and it is National FFA Week, probably one of my favorite weeks because I get a chance to visit with a lot of great young people from all around the region. We always start FFA Week off with our Trigg County FFA members, and FFA President this year for Trigg County, Mr. Matthew Smith. Good morning, Matthew.
Good morning, Alan.
How are you this morning?
I'm doing well.
Well, FFA Week, a big week for you guys, isn't it?
Yes, sir. It's a week that we all get together and participate in fun activities throughout the week.
Well, tell me a little bit about what some of the things going on for Trigg County FFA this week.
Well, today, during our connections time at school, we have a Kahoot that we're going to play. Kahoot's kind of like a little quiz where you have four answers and you have a time limit to guess. And whoever gets the correct answers quickest, they're able to get into first place. And the winner of that will win a Sonic gift card today. Thursday, we have the teacher appreciation luncheon. So we're going to have some of our officers go around and treat the teachers at school to a lunch because, and it's probably going to be Subway this year because we just need to show them how much we appreciate them because teachers often go unappreciated throughout our school. And Friday, we have our member luncheon. So we're going to be serving pizzas to our members, and the entrance fee to that is to wear a Trigg County FFA t-shirt or any FFA t-shirt.
Hey, there you go. That's a pretty nice deal. Tell me a little bit about your thing. What do you do in the FFA, Matthew?
Well, my job as president this year is just kind of preside. I kind of help guide the chapter. Me and my fellow officers, we have tried our best this year to make everything as memorable as possible with our hayride at the beginning of the year and then national convention following that. Recently, we had our bowling trip for a chapter, so we had a lot of fun with that. I think we took 40 people, so it was a really good turnout.
That sounds good. Sounds like a lot of fun. What are some things you do? What got you involved in the FFA?
Well, from a young age, I knew I was going to join FFA. I saw it all around. A lot of my family was in FFA, so I thought it was a really good opportunity to join. It started off with junior parley, and ever since then, I've just been hooked.
Sounds good. I'd like to hear that. Of course, I'm sure it will guide you probably in your future career once you leave high school as well.
Yes, sir. I plan to run for state office.
So wonderful.
March 5th, we will have our regional election, and after that, we'll see if I move on to the state level and hopefully secure a state office.
Good luck with that. Good luck with Matthew Smith with us this morning. Thank you, Matthew, so much. Who's next over here? What's your name? Good morning.
Morning. Everin.
How are you this morning?
Good. You?
Good. And tell us, what are you involved in FFA?
Well, I'm the FFA secretary. I kind of keep the minutes of the chapter and mm-hmm. how long our meetings are, and just take care of, like, sorry.
Sure. How'd you get involved in the FFA?
Well, really, I didn't know anything about FFA till I think eighth grade year. Megan and Kaylin Smith came down to Miss Etheridge's class. We had a junior ag class, mm-hmm. and it really got me interested in it. And then I was friends with Audie, and Audie really got me into it. So that's kind of how it's led up to where I am now.
Good deal. So. Enjoying your time at FFA, huh? So I've got a secretary, a lot of little paperwork there to keep up with. So who wants to talk next? Got some ladies on the end here. Lily Papool, you want to step up? There you go. Come on, Lily. Lily Papool, good morning to you.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. I know how you got involved in FFA. Dad's one of the FFA advisors. So.
Well, most of the community knows that my dad is an ag teacher, so mm-hmm. I'm the ag teacher's daughter. But kind of the way that I got involved in FFA is the Trigg County FFA chapter has kind of raised me as an FFA member. And my first activity was creed speaking, and with a lot of hard work, this past year I was named a national finalist.
Hey, that's fantastic. I saw your performance. You did a wonderful job.
Thank you so much.
What did it feel like to perform on that national stage?
Can you repeat that question?
What did it feel like to perform on the national stage?
It was a tremendous experience. It was really rewarding.
Yeah, I bet so. So what are some of the things you're involved in? I know you show livestock and some things like that.
Yes, my SAE is diversified livestock. So what that means is I show goats and lambs. Okay. And that's a really cool experience.
Very good. Very good. Lily, thank you so much. I hope you continue with your public speaking there.
Thank you.
Who's next? Who wants to talk next? You guys can use either the microphones if you want to, but what's your name?
Audie Smith.
Audie Smith. Tell me, Audie, a little bit about you. How'd you get involved in the FFA? What do you do?
Well, it's been a generation thing for my father going on to my sister, Kaylin Smith, what Everin talked about earlier. She was president, and I hope to continue on that legacy of her.
Absolutely. What are some activities you're involved in?
Some activities I'm involved in, I am treasurer this year, so I do the money. I keep counting of the checks and balances. along with our biggest fundraiser, the fruit sale, is mostly what I keep in charge of.
Some other things you're involved in, do you just enjoy hanging out with the crew?
I do. I'm involved in FCA and Interact Club, as long as the youth leadership team in Trigg County.
You still do archery too, don't you?
I do archery.
I was going to think so. Yeah, you've been to our church to speak to our kids at church. So, Audie, thank you very much. Appreciate that. Who's next? Ariel Evans, you want to come speak with us? And good morning, Ariel. How are you?
Morning. I'm doing good. How are you?
Tell us about some of your activities in FFA.
So I'm the FFA Sentinel, and my job is to I welcome people as they come in to our FFA meetings, and I get what's called the paraphernalia ready for our meetings. But outside of that, I participate in competitions, and I've done speaking, I've done singing, and it's just helped me get out of my comfort zone a lot.
Sounds good. Sounds like you're having a good time in the FFA, huh?
Yes, sir.
I know you do some singing and do a wonderful job with that.
So. Thank you.
Very good, very good. Who wants to talk next? Who's next?
I'm Kinley Humphreys.
Okay. Tell us about, what do you do in the FFA?
I am the chaplain for our chapter, so I'll do devotions at meetings, and I'll pray for the meals and activities. I'm kind of there if any of the members need to talk or have anything they're going through. I try to be there for them and be that person that they can be comfortable going to.
Well, I think that's wonderful. Good role to be in. And so what do you do besides being the sentinel?
Well, I participate in a lot of activities. Last year, one of my favorites was vet science. And this year I did horsemanship, so I like to do a lot of the animal-involved activities for my future careers.
Very good. Keep up your good work in the FFA.
Thank you.
Who wants to talk next? Cooper Longsmith, sit over the microphone. Tyler Freeman, you want to talk?
And yes, sir. That's fine with me.
Cooper, we're going to get Cooper last. He's got the microphone number four here. So. Tyler, tell us about what are some of the things you do in the FFA. Well,
currently, I serve as the Purchase Region President and also serve as the Chapter Vice President, so I kind of assist Matthew in everything that he does and also help run the region. My main thing for the Purchase Region President, and I'll be running the regional meeting March 25th or 26th. So that's probably the biggest thing that's coming up for the Purchase Region. A couple things that I do, my most favorite part is definitely competitions. I've competed ever since a freshman. I competed in the Creed Speaking, Junior Parley, and it's only gone up from there.
That's fantastic. I know you're involved in a lot of livestock projects, I'm sure.
Oh, like yes, that. Sir. Currently, I work at Little River Vet Clinic, right, which kind of helps me get involved with livestock and animals in general. And also, I get involved on the family farm. We own a farm. And
absolutely.
Just kind of work on that all the time.
Well, good job. Tyler, thank you so much for being here. Cooper Long's here. Cooper, good morning to you.
Good morning, Alan. How are you?
I'm doing what? Tell us some of the things you do in the FFA.
Well, I am the reporter this year, and I'm kind of like the PR guy. I'm tried to establish somewhat of a presence on social media this year along with the help of Lily. Me and her have tried to get that coming back this year. I feel that that's pretty important in our generation to have a presence on social media, because that's what every kid does. They are always on their phones and looking at their phones. So if we have a presence on social media, I feel that we're going to have a better turnout, and each year it's just going to grow more and more.
I think it's great to keep folks informed in the chapter. What are some of the things you do besides being a reporter?
Well, I compete in different competitions. I like to advocate for agriculture, help other kids in the school that might not know everything there is to know about agriculture, some things that they might be misled about in the media. I work on the family farm. I try to help with driver tractor to school day coordination and things like that. So I try to do a lot of things in the chapter besides just, my duties.
I can tell you all you guys are very busy. And one more gentleman, what's your name?
Cole Stegner.
Cole Stegner. Cole, tell us about what are some of the things you do in the FFA.
This year on the office team, I'm the parliamentarian, so it's kind of my job to make sure all the laws are followed. And we don't have any problems with that, but
I'd say it's probably a good thing. Well, besides being parliamentarian, what do you do in the FFA?
I do as many competitions as I have time for. I do impromptu speaking. I'm doing the horse impromptu this year. I did horsemanship before that, and went to national convention. I try to do as much as I can for the chapter.
Sounds good. Sounds like a lot of you all very, very active. Great to have you guys with us this morning. And Karen Nolcox, one of the FFA advisors. Karen, you got a good group here. I love this group.
We've got a great group of students here today. In fact, all of our officers are here today.
I think that's wonderful. And you got a good team, but a lot of FFA members at Trigg County. Tell us about the chapter.
We have about 100 FFA members, a lot of active members this year. Got a really good group of freshmen that are coming on and being very involved, and so that makes me excited about the future of our chapter.
So Absolutely. You guys, you and Mr. Papua both teach a lot of different, a variety of subjects. What are some of the things you guys teach your FFA members and agriculture students?
Well, we really try to follow three pathways set forth by our state. So we have an animal science pathway that includes both large and small animal, companion animal and livestock. We have a horticulture, so we do have offer some greenhouse related classes, and the greenhouse is going strong already this year, ready to roll. We have the ag power pathway, so some construction, welding, small engine type courses, and then we also have natural resources pathway with forestry and wildlife. So we do have a variety of courses we offer.
I think that just tells you what the field is wide open in agriculture. And from technology to animal science, whatever the case may be, it's unbelievable what the career opportunities are out there in agriculture.
And we try to, offer something that our students, are interested in. And so in the last few years, we started with the natural resources pathway. And I think the wildlife course has been really attractive to a lot of students. And I've enjoyed teaching that class.
I bet you that sounds like a neat class. So when's your greenhouse open? It comes up pretty soon, I guess?
I don't have an official start date yet. However, we always start somewhere around April 15th.
Okay.
And so I kind of need to coordinate with our spring break and see where that falls, but somewhere in that neighborhood, so I'll let you know.
Put your reporter to work and send me a message and let us know. We'll come visit you guys. But a lot of people love to come to the greenhouse every year and support
everybody. And we appreciate the support of the community. We always have a really good sale.
That's fantastic. Well, Karen Nolcox, our FFA Webber FFA advisors, along with Jody Papua, and then our FFA members, the officers, actually Trick FFA. Thank you guys for coming out this morning. Have a happy FFA week to you.
Thank you.